Bats play a vital role in the ecosystem. You may know that. You may not know about the connection between bats and forests. Many bat species come out of their caves and roost in forests for much of the year, and new research finds that bats actually help forests grow. Elizabeth Bilkey led this study. She's a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Illinois. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
We tend to think of bats as nocturnal creatures that live in caves and make a ton of guano, which is kind of gross, but they're also forest dwellers, and it's as if they run their own pest control operations. What do they do in forests? What do they really like to eat?
Well, they're consuming all kinds of different insects, and this includes insects that are eating foliage, things like beetles and moths.
And the eating foliage part is a huge factor here, because bats eat the insects before the insects can eat the trees. Is that right?
Absolutely.
So what does that mean with bats around, that forests grow more?
Well, it's really difficult to say, but what we can say confidently is that when you remove bats from an ecosystem, you do see increased insect density and increased defoliation levels of the plants in that ecosystem.
And part of the problem is that there are fewer and fewer bats. Why?
Yeah, that's a really challenging question. I mean, it's due to broad things like habitat loss and climate change, but also, particularly in North America, bats are declining due to additional threats like white nose syndrome and collisions with wind turbines.
So what you did is to work on a study, and it involved enclosing parts of a forest in Indiana in huge swaths of mesh. Describe that.
Yeah, you can visualize this as a box in the forest. All five sides of this box have a net across it. The key idea is to keep bats out of that portion of the forest so they can't actually forage in that space, so they're not having any impact on the insects.
Because insects could go in and some birds could go in, so you really just wanted to exclude the bats. What did you find?
We found that in these plots from which bats were excluded, we observed on average 3 times as many insects on the seedlings inside those plots and 5 times as much insect defoliation on the seedlings in those plots.
Because there were no bats to eat the insects that were eating the seedlings. And was it a particular kind of seedling that you were looking at that they were attacking?
Yeah, we specifically were looking at oak and hickory seedlings because these are two ecologically and economically important tree species. What we found is that oaks were more strongly impacted than hickories were. On average, oaks suffered 9 times the defoliation levels that hickory seedlings did.
So if you play out the results as you see them right now based on your experiment, what could a forest with lower levels of bats eventually look like?
So we don't think it's fair to say that the forest would just completely disappear, but perhaps it would change. Certain tree species might not be as competitive in a batless landscape. So perhaps species like oaks, which are already broadly in decline, are going to be significantly impacted by bat declines.
Which, as you said, has an economic impact. The upshot of all of this research is what for you?
It just demonstrates how important bats are to forests. So we've always known that forests are important to bats, but this is one of the first lines of evidence to really demonstrate their importance in forests.
That's Elizabeth Bilkey, postdoctoral researcher at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Thank you for sharing your research on bats.
Absolutely. Thank you.